Such opposition should be called what it really is: democracy, or democratic dissent, or having a critical perspective about what your leaders are doing. Either we have the right to democratic dissent and criticism of these policies, or we all lie down and let the leader, the Führer, do what is best, while we follow uncritically and obey whatever he commands. That's just what the Germans did with Hitler, and look where it got them. There are those who would argue that it is perhaps unpatriotic, or at least not politically correct, to speak out on issues involving taxation, immigration, political beliefs, race, eugenics, or criticism of the military-industrial complex. The term political correctness, which has entered today's discourse, is defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as conforming to a belief that language and practices which could offend political sensibilities, as in matters of sex or race, should be eliminated. Today, many believe that definition has grown to include the perceived need to conform to restrictions on speech and behavior set by politicians, corporate leaders, and other self-appointed authorities. This is the same self-imposed restriction that was adopted by too many Germans during the Third Reich. Not only was the man on the street afraid to speak out against the Nazi regime, but free speech was denied the intelligentsia. Nazi academic Walter Schulz, in 1939, stated that the reorganization of the entire university system must begin with people who understand that freedom has its limits and conform to National Socialist thinking. Germans in the Third Reich did not know the term political correctness, but they well understood the penalties for freely voicing their opinions. Recent legislation targeting so-called hate speech can easily slip into official punitive action against any speech that arouses the ire of politicians, police, or judges. Jonathan Rauch, reporting in Harper's Magazine, noted that equating verbal violence with physical violence is a treacherous, mischievous business. Rauch quoted author Salman Rushdie, who was sentenced to death in absentia by Muslim ayatollahs after writing a book they claimed slandered the beliefs of millions of Muslims. "What is freedom of expression?" asked Salman Rushdie. "Without the freedom to offend, it ceases to exist." Rauch wrote that the public should learn a lesson from Rushdie's experience. Rauch proclaimed, "The campaigns to eradicate prejudice, all of them, the speech codes and workplace restrictions and mandatory therapy for accused bigots and all the rest, should stop now."